You know, not bad. There's been give and take every day with the offense and defense in each period. It is training camp, so, you know, everyone's learning certain things, and, you know, we're trying to perfect what we're trying to get done. And each day, we're going to have to correct a few things.
Do you think there still is a learning curve for the receivers to get on the same page with Kyle? Is that some of what's been going on?
Well, no, I think every day they get more and more comfortable. You know, the more reps they get together, the better they're going to be. But I think they're fine.
What about working No'Shawn in once he gets here? Is that, do you have to spend extra time with him catching him up? Or?
When he gets here, we'll start dealing with him. And, that, you know, Coach Turner will spend some time with him. But when he gets here, we'll start working and getting him going.
Mike, what enticed you to this position?
Well, I think it was a great opportunity for me. You know, I came from Carolina, obviously, a great organization. And I've always said when I got in this business, I wasn't going to move just to move. But when Coach McDaniels called me and gave me the opportunity, I couldn't pass it up. It was a move that I, you know, I wanted to make it sometime when it was the right time. And, you know, I thought when Coach called me, it was a great opportunity to go on and come to a great organization with Mr. Bolin and the Denver Broncos. And coming back out west, you know, I'm from California, so it's great to get back out this way. But it was a very easy decision for me to make, come to a great organization here.
You want to call plays at some point in your career?
Definitely. I do. But we all know that what Coach McDaniels is going to do. And, you know, I will do that at some time down the road. But someday in my career, I will do that.
How do your styles and philosophies kind of fit there?
Well, I think we come from a very similar background. You know, him coming from New England, me coming from Carolina. You know, he was with Charlie Weiss for a while, and I was with Dan Henning. And years back, they were together. So the systems were almost the exact same. I mean, every team has their own little wrinkles they're going to use, but terminology was very similar, so it was a very easy transition for us to make.
What's this passing offense going to look like? It seems like you guys your strengths are a lot of underneath stuff, crossing stuff, not as much vertical. I mean, what's this passing offense going to look like this year?
Well, come the first game, you guys will find out. You know, we're going to do, our job is to do what our guys do best. And that's what training camp's for. You know, you guys talked about earlier about the timing of the receivers and the quarterbacks. So, you know, we got a couple weeks to get going here, and, you know, we'll find out the first preseason game and kind of just build each week and see what our guys do best, see what the quarterbacks like best, and what the receivers can do. And the coaching staff will determine, you know, what we feel will give us the best chance to win.
How many mental mistakes did you have last night?
There were a few. I don't have an exact number for you.
Was it more or less than you'd hope at this point? I mean, are you about on schedule?
Well, you know, there's certain things that came up last night that you may see on the outside that not watching the film today, where you might see someone slip or you might see the quarterback make the wrong point, or just little things. You know, that's every day in practice. I'm not going to put a number on yesterday's practice versus today's. We're always going to be making corrections. Some things that you guys may think are right may be completely wrong to us, a wrong progression by a quarterback. So we're working to the best we can to really minimize those small mistakes that become big mistakes.
I guess I should have asked, how far along are your players getting this offense, really being up to speed?
Well, I think they're very comfortable with what we're doing. You know, starting from the very first day we were out here, they've done a great job of picking up the system, working, spending the extra time with their coaches, learning it. You know, there's going to be some days where it doesn't look as good, but like I mentioned, that's one of the first things I mentioned, there's give and take of every day. We're very comfortable with where we're at, but we're not satisfied at all. We got a long way still to go, and that's what we're in training camp for, to really clean up those little details that can make you a very good offense instead of just being average.
How's Kyle done?
He's done a good job. You know, he's we named him the starter, he took over, and he's been progressing every day. He's someone that works extremely hard, and you know, he takes great notes in the meetings, and very rarely does he make the same mistake twice. And that's what you ask in a quarterback, just to do what you're asking him to do. And he's going to make some mistakes, we know that, but as long as he learns from them and doesn't make them again, he'll be okay.
Mike, how excited are you going back home kind of for this next week on the XM season? It's
always nice to go back there, especially, you know, I was in Carolina. There's limited trips going all the way back out west, but the great thing is now being much closer. Like my mom was here for 10 days the last couple weeks, so it's been nice, but it's always nice to go back to the Bay Area.